Hi, everybody. I'm Jen.
I'm Kristen.
And this is Macabre Traveler, your travel history and dark humor podcast for the places that love to scare you. Before we get started with the episode, I just want to let you guys know that after this one, we're taking a summer break. It is, my dog is leaving the room as an example of summer break. We will be back in September, I believe. We just need to take some time to recalibrate. Anyway, on with the episode. Kristen, you know, I was thinking the gold rush, it seems like a fun time to be alive, you know, unless you're like super sick and dead, of course.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like very romantic to read about like all the cowboys and like saloons until you're like, wow, all these people were like always super dirty and probably hungry and sick and covered in sores that had like bugs in them. And I bet they like festered a lot. Like, I think there was like lots of festering.
Yeah, it probably stank really bad. And like, imagine like, the sewers were just like the street, right?
Yeah. And then like in the saloons, there was also like the brothels, which like, you know, sex work is work. But then like all the non-bathing and all of the dirty men.
Yeah.
Like, I think there was like lots of like really dirty penises.
Yeah, ugh. It's bottom line, it's not as pretty as the show Deadwood makes it out to be, which is good.
I haven't watched it.
I watched some of it, but Forrest really likes it. But it's always like everybody in their really cool outfits and they're looking like super clean and fancy. And you know, in reality, they wouldn't have bathed for like 3 weeks. So.
And they all have like really nice teeth, like an Outlander, yeah. Which we always somehow circle back to.
They actually touch on that in the books about how she taught everyone to brush their teeth. So.
Yeah, I did read that with like sticks. Yes. But I think by the time you're 30 and you haven't brushed your teeth for your whole life, like, and you start brushing them with sticks, you're like,
yeah, I don't think it's going to do much for you.
Yeah, you're already missing a lot of them.
So today we're going to Deadwood, where everyone festered and stank and didn't brush their teeth, and it got famous during the gold rush. But why were people rushing for gold? Probably because the Jersey Shore kids needed necklaces, bro.
Brah.
Brah.
I need a new chain, brah. So in 1876, the town of Deadwood was bursting at the seams with pioneers and prospectors looking for that sweet, sweet cheddar, along with a bunch of other peeps who did not care for things like laws, rules, or not murdering.
Yeah, you know, pesky not murder. That's fine. So the town, which is said to be rich in frontier history and Wild West infamy, was founded when the miners moved into the northern Black Hills of South Dakota. They came across a gulch full of dead trees and a creek full of gold, and Deadwood was born. It's the only Wild West town to be named a National Historic Landmark.
And almost overnight, it went from being this tiny settlement camp into a big town that, quote unquote, played by its own rules, which of course means no rules, and attracted outlaws, gamblers, gunslingers, and sex workers, as well as the gold seekers. And if you tried to bring law and order, they kind of just murdered you. So there.
Yeah, playing by its own rules is best rules. So over the years, there have been three major fires in Deadwood and a ton of economic hardships because South Dakota. And it was on the verge of being a ghost town several times. But in 1989, limited wage gambling was legalized and Deadwood was reborn. And today you can find casinos, hotels, spas, concerts, and other entertainment. And it was, when I was there, it was really interesting to me. Like, you would walk past a building that you did not expect to be a casino and suddenly, like, you were in a casino. Like, it's just really strange.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Did it look like it was, like, a Chuck E. Cheese? Or,
well, like, the whole like downtown. The whole downtown is like this Wild West town, so it's supposed to look like they like can't touch the facades or something because it's the National Historic Landmark. So, yeah.
I was just I thought it was like in, you know, like Nevada when you're like walking by just a building and all of a sudden you're like, oh, it's a casino, and you're like, oh, I thought it was like a Chuck E. Cheese. Like, you're like, why is everything a casino?
Yeah.
In Nevada.
So for more than 100 years, prostitution was legal in Deadwood, and that's from like 1876 until about the 1980s, which is wild to me. The first of the working girls, which is what they were called, along with infamous Madams Mustache and Dirty M, arrived in Deadwood via Colorado Charlie Utter's wagon train. So it starts with Charles Utter, a trapper, guide, and prospector in the gold fields of Colorado. He organized a 30-wagon train to Deadwood, picking up passengers in Wyoming, including Wild Bill Hickok, Calamity Jane, Madame Mustache, Dirty M, and their working girls. And apparently, the miners in Deadwood were so happy to see the sex workers roll into town that they lined the streets and clapped as the wagon passed by. And after that, prospecting and prostitution went hand in hand in Deadwood. In fact, an entire city block was occupied by nothing but brothels. And I'm gonna be honest, I think that sex workers should be greeted that way now. That's a fucking hard job.
Absolutely. Oh my God, totally. Like, and it should be legalized everywhere. Like, I'm not sure why this is still an issue. It's like pot being illegal. It's like, dude, like, I mean, just because it's illegal doesn't mean it's not happening.
I don't see a problem
And
with it. So, anyway, we
They just
love
have
you,
to
sex
put,
workers.
yes, and we need, it needs to be legal so that there can be laws in place to protect you.
That's right.
Yeah. So, long after the gold rush ended in South Dakota, the brothels of Main Street were still operating. So they were shut down briefly in 1950, just like everything during like, the whole, what was it, like McCarthy, like they were like, nobody's having any fun anymore. everything's gonna be mid-century modern and like, yeah. Anyway, when a South Dakota state's attorney tried to shut them down, he probably just wanted to get all the girls to himself, or maybe he was just a prude.
Probably prude.
But they reopened due to a legal technicality, which I think being like someone was probably like, you know what? Like some lawyer was like, I'm not even gonna get paid for this. I just wanna have fun. Like I'm just gonna do this to spite you. So only in 1980, federal and state authorities were able to shut down the last four remaining brothels, including the famous Pam's Purple Door. But again, we're not saying it still doesn't happen. Like everything else, just because it's illegal, don't mean it don't happen.
So in Deadwood, Utter started up an express delivery service to Cheyenne, Wyoming. He and Wild Bill Hickok became close friends. Wild Bill's real name is James Butler, and he's probably the most famous Deadwood resident, even though he was only in town a few short weeks. He was killed on August 2nd, 1876, in Nuttall and Mann's Saloon when Jack McCall shot him from behind while playing poker. And when he died, Wild Bill was holding a pair of aces and eights, and that series of cards became known to poker players all around the world as the Dead Man's Hand. So Utter is the guy that claimed Bill's body and then held a public funeral for him.
Aw, bromance.
I know, super sweet, right?
So shortly after Bill's death, Charlie Utter headed back to Colorado. I like to think he was so devastated that he just was like, I can't be in Deadwood anymore. Like, there's too many memories. Like, I see Bill everywhere. He returned a few years later, though, to oversee the relocation of Wild Bill's body to its final resting place in Mount, is it
It's
Moriah?
Mariah.
Moriah's in Cary. In Mount Moriah Cemetery, which we'll get to later. There's also a bunch of Wild Bill statues, paintings, and other memorabilia throughout modern day Deadwood. He sure made an impact for someone who was only there for a few weeks.
Yeah, seriously. So in 1979, Wild Bill Hickok was inducted as a charter member into the World Series of Poker's Hall of Fame, which I think is phenomenal and like such a like punch in the face to Jack McCall who shot him. So I think that's great.
That's pretty rad. Yeah, and so Jack McCall claimed that he killed Wild Bill to avenge his brother's death. And at the time of the killing, Deadwood had no laws. Like, remember, they were like, we play by our own rules. And it was also still Native American territory, like so many other places. So a group of miners held a trial in a theater. And after only 2 hours, McCall was found innocent and headed out of town.
Yeah, even though he was seen literally shooting a man. It's like all the
Yeah.
white cops.
Yes, like who are filmed on video and like recorded being like, oh yeah, I shot him. And like, oh yeah, we can see you doing it. And they're like, you know what, let's have like 6 week trial anyway and like really hammer this out. Like we need to get to the bottom of
I feel like we're very anti-establishment today, which I'm totally on board with.
Maybe we need to go back to like this way and be like, you know what, let's just take it down to the bones. Yeah, do better, America.
That's right.
So McCall ended up in Wyoming, where his smart mouth and probably just being in general jackass got him in trouble. He bragged so often about killing Wild Bill that a U.S. Marshal was finally like, "Bro, you gotta shut the fuck up. Like, I have no choice but to arrest you."
What an
Right? Like, he's like, "Oh my God, like, I got away with it. I'm gonna go somewhere else and just like mouth off and be like, I killed Wild Bill. I killed Wild Bill." And finally, this U.S. Marshal's like, "I'm just sitting here drinking a beer. Like, please let me just drink my beer."
Yeah.
But no, I gotta arrest you. So he was sent to Yankton, the capital of Dakota Territory. Thank God they changed that. They retried him with laws. He was found guilty and he was hanged. So, ha.
So there. After Wild Bill was shot and McCall was acquitted, even though everyone saw it, I guess Deadwood decided they needed even a little bit of law and order, so they appointed a sheriff. And this sheriff was Seth Bullock, a Deadwood businessman. He'd come to Deadwood to build a hardware store, but would, eventually become sheriff and a U.S. Marshal. He would own a hotel, and he would be a state legislator before his death in 1919. Bullock is said to have been tall and broad and fearless, with intimidating steel gray eyes.
Oh.
Ooh. Apparently, he arrived in Deadwood 2 days after Wild Bill was killed. He and his business partner, Sol Star, operated the hardware store in Deadwood until it burned down in 1894. They decided not to rebuild, but built a hotel instead in 1895. It was 3 stories and had 64 rooms and was the most luxe of its time, with steam heat and indoor bathrooms on each floor. And it's still on Main Street today. And Bullock is buried in Mount Moriah Cemetery, along with all of the other super famous outlaws in Deadwood.
Did you go to the hotel?
Yes, I did, and I don't remember anything about it. I remember a lot about the cemetery.
Oh, cool. I can't wait to get to it.
Yeah.
So Sol Star, who at first I was like, wow, that's a super rad name, and it still is, but it's actually short for Solomon.
Yeah.
Just still a rad name. But yeah, when I read it, I was like, Sol Star. Sounds like a swimsuit company. So he was Bullock's business partner. He was also a dedicated public servant. He was on the first Deadwood Town Council. He was the postmaster. And then he went on to serve 10 terms as Deadwood's mayor. He's like Jerry Gergich in Parks and Rec. He was also
Eggs, bacon, and toast.
eggs, bacon, and toast.
Start
The
your day the Gergich way
Gergich
with
way with
eggs,
eggs,
bacon,
bacon,
and
and
toast.
toast.
And that's the theme of Deadwood.
We're so cool.
Yeah.
He was also a Republican senator shortly after South Dakota gained statehood. Despite all his success and political prowess, Sol Star and his super rad name, he never married and died alone on his ranch in 1917.
Aw.
He is buried in St. Louis, Missouri.
Poor guy. But good for St. Louis
Poor
to have Soul Star.
guy.
I hope they buried him
Yeah.
like underneath the arch. It's a ride, right? You get in these little like ball things and you ride
Oh
up
my
to the
God, I've been in
top.
it.
Have you?
Yeah, it was like a harrowing experience.
I imagine that they've got Soul Star's skeleton just sitting in one on Halloween.
It's like random. You get in it and you like don't know which one
Yeah,
he's
and
in.
he's got like a little
Yeah.
sheriff star on his rib cage.
He wasn't the sheriff, though. He was the postman.
Well, maybe the postmaster had a star too.
And they're like, have you, they're so cramped. Like you get in, like you like slide in,
Yeah.
and like sitting across from you, it's just like his like little skull, and you're like,
I like it. All right, so let's talk about Calamity Jane. Calamity Jane is one person you've probably heard of for some reason or another. Martha Jane Canary, which is still a pretty cool name, was known for tobacco spitting, beer guzzling, cursing, and wearing men's clothes. There is debate as to how she got her nickname, but the story goes that she rode into a fight to save a wounded army captain, emerged untouched, and so the captain named her Calamity Jane. And some say
rad.
Jane made the whole story up because she was looking for attention from the town's legendary men, especially Wild Bill, who she claimed to love. She was also a well-known humanitarian in Deadwood, nursing Deadwood residents stricken by the smallpox epidemic. After Wild Bill died, Jane moved around and even joined Buffalo Bill's Wild West show for a time. She moved back to the Black Hills in 1903 and worked as a cook and housekeeper in a brothel until she died. She's buried next to Wild Bill Hickok at Mount Moriah Cemetery. It's widely reported that Hickok, who was married, had little interest in Jane, and that's why the townsfolk buried her next to him, so she could spend eternity with him and they could play the ultimate joke on Hickok.
If Hickok was married, then where was his wife? Why was he going around being all wild?
Yeah, why wasn't she like hitting him with a frying pan or something?
Yeah. Where was she when he got shot in the head? Where was she when Charlie claimed his body and like resaw its reburial
From
or
what I
whatever?
recall, she did not live there, but I could be 100% wrong, so I don't remember. But they are buried next to each other, like that's true. Wild Bill and Calamity Jane.
Calamity and Wild.
Yeah, they're right next to each other. It sounds like
I love it.
a energy
Stinky
drink.
love story.
The Wild
Yeah.
Calamity.
A wild calamity. Get your wild calamities from Macabre Traveler.
Co-branded with Deadwood, South Dakota. So, another famous or infamous Deadwood citizen was Ellis Albert Al Swearengen, an apparently brutal dude. He opened his Gem Theater in 1876 as one of the first entertainment venues in town, which was, of course, a brothel. He lured women from all around and then bullied them and beat them into becoming prostitutes, which is really uncool. So there was a big fire in Deadwood in 1879, and almost everything burned down. The gem burned down, but Al rebuilt it, bigger than it was before. Sounds like he was compensating for something. But it burned down again in 1894, so he rebuilt it again. He also kept politicians in his pocket to keep them out of his business. In 1899, the gem burned down again. And they discovered someone had stolen the hydrant wrenches, and all they could do was watch the building burn. Karma! So after this third fire, Al Swearengen left Deadwood and headed to Colorado. A few years later, his body was found near a streetcar track in Denver, and authorities never determined if his death was accidental or foul play.
Well, he sounds like a real stand-up guy. I can't imagine that it would be foul play.
No, never. That just doesn't
He
make any
probably
sense.
died trying to help a nun cross the road.
That's definitely what happened.
Totally. Helping some little kids take a kitten out of the tree or
Yeah,
something.
he was saving like a
He just
family of
keeled over from all
ducks.
the love he felt. His heart grew so much that he couldn't take it. He collapsed.
That's probably right. All right, another Deadwood resident, Ethan Bennett Farnham. He owned and operated one of the first general stores in Deadwood, as well as being the town's first mayor, helping Sheriff Seth Bullock keep the town somewhat tame. He was also the first school board president and justice of the peace. He also levied taxes on business, established the first fire department, and helped contain an outbreak of smallpox by establishing a quarantine house. I'm pretty sure he was super popular with the outlaws.
Yeah. And they're like, we're used to just murdering and whoring and da 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 da. And he's like, let's have some taxes. I just see him with like a little mustache.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this next lady is amazing. Apparently, she was a fine English lady, Miss Alice Ivers. And she ended up in Deadwood, widowed and broke, playing poker to support herself. Which is, you know, like a totally legit way to like learn. You're like, wow, I'm widowed, I'm poor in another country. And she's like, I need to make some money fast, and I don't want to be a sex worker, so I'm going to learn how to play cards.
Yeah.
They nicknamed her Poker Alice, and she was known for smoking cigars and almost never losing.
Nice.
Her catchphrase, which like everyone should have a catchphrase, was, "Praise the Lord and place your bets. I'll take your money with no regrets."
Oh, it rhymes too.
I know, it sounds like a spell, doesn't
Yeah,
it?
good for her.
Yeah. So she did eventually meet and marry a local Deadwood man and had seven children,
Ugh,
but
no,
she
thank
never
you.
gave up the game of poker, and she actually used her winnings to help support her family. Later in her life, she claimed she won over $250,000 at the tables, but she never cheated. She died in 1930, and she's buried in Sturgis, South Dakota, which is where they have the giant motorcycle rally every year. They even had it during COVID, and
Yep.
they're like, we're not going to wear our masks. And it was like, well, what a great way to get rid of so many people.
It was a super spreader event. Okay, so about 50 years after the first gold rush in the Black Hills, John Parrott, who was a local Deadwood man, he reignited gold fever. He was in Potato Creek panning for gold when he found a gold nugget shaped like a leg, and I immediately read this as like a chicken nugget, like a chicken
Yeah,
leg,
like
like a
what is a
fried
leg
chicken leg.
shape?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a leg, like wouldn't it just be like a stick?
I don't know. Is it like a human-like shape or
Does it have a knee?
yeah, I don't know. I'm really curious. So the nugget was apparently the largest piece of gold anyone ever found in the Black Hills. And John Parrott, lucky him, became an instant Deadwood legend with the best nickname ever, Potato Creek Johnny. He was only 4'3" tall, and he became a local celebrity entertaining visitors with his stories.
And tall tales, which seems like a mean thing to say about a guy who's only 4'3".
I think that's great. So W.E. Adams, who was another businessman in Deadwood, he bought Potato Creek Johnny's either human or chicken-shaped leg nugget for $250, and he put it on display. And you can still see the gold nugget on display at the Adams Museum in Deadwood. He is buried alongside Wild Bill Hickok and Calamity Jane in Mount Moriah.
Leg nugget. So W.E. Adams is another man who found fortune in Deadwood. He didn't mine gold, he mined the miners. He and his brother
Smart.
opened the Adams smart. The Adams Brothers Banner Grocery on Main Street. A few years later, the store and most of the town, like we said, burned to the ground. But as the people in Deadwood were wont to do, the brothers rebuilt their store, bigger and better.
Sounds
So
like they're
American.
compensating for something.
Sounds American. Adams was a well-respected business and community leader. He served on several boards, the Chamber of Commerce. He and his wife lived in an elegant Queen Anne-style mansion to showcase their great success and wealth. After he died, the house stood vacant for nearly a century with all the furnishings still in place. They even left cookies in the cookie jar, which is the opposite of that song. Who took the cookie from the cookie jar?
Who put the
Sorry, I
cookies
watched
in the
way too
cookie jar?
watched way too many kid shows. I even know who took the cookie. It was Kangaroo. Kangaroo took the cookie
Was
from the
always
cookie jar.
kangaroo, yeah.
Yeah, because the Joey took it out of the pocket. The house has since been restored, and now you can visit. And some ghosty stuff. So they say Adams died of a stroke in the house, and they say his wife could still hear him walking around on the second floor. And I think that's why she like skedaddled so quickly. She was like, "I'm not into this.
Yeah.
I gotta go." So visitors and employees have said that they see a rocking chair rock on its own. They see a shadowy man standing at an upstairs window, and they hear voices and footsteps in rooms all throughout the house.
Yeah, Deadwood is supposedly super, super haunted. So if you visit the Bullock Hotel, you might even see Sheriff Seth Bullock himself. People say that they smell his cigar smoke, even though when no one around them is smoking a cigar. And he was known for smoking a lot of cigars, and that's a pretty distinct smell.
I hate that smell. Do you like it?
I don't, and I have a story about it. So
What?
my mom and I had gone on a tour at an old mansion here in Chicago. It was called the Saints and Sinners Tour, and it was really cool. But
Oh, that's
yeah,
fun.
so we were doing this tour, and we left, and we were walking down the street, and there was literally no one around us. Like, nobody in any of the buildings because it was a weekend and they were all offices. There was no one on the street, and this puff of cigar smoke just appears in front of my face and drifts across over in front of my mom's face. And we just kind of looked at each other and we were like, "Did you see that? Did you see that?" And yeah, it was super spooky and super cool. So
That's
yeah,
awesome.
so we were haunted by cigar smoke. Perhaps Sheriff Seth Bullock was taking a vacation in 1800s Chicago, and because time is a pretzel, as we've discussed, he was walking with us.
Time is a pretzel, a
Yeah.
delicious, salty pretzel.
So people also see his form in pictures that are on display. And he's also known as kind of a prankster. He likes to move chairs and objects around until someone tells him to stop. But it seems he mostly just wants his employee working hard. He wants his employees to work hard, and he wants his patrons happy. There is a story of these parents that couldn't find their son, and they searched the hotel like all over. And when they finally returned to their room, they found him there, and he was like totally fine, happy, healthy, whatever. He told his parents that he'd gone out to get a pop, but he was lost, and then a nice man helped him find his room. And when the family went to check out of the hotel the next morning, the kid pointed to a picture of Bullock and said that was the helpful man that led him back to the room, which is super sweet.
Super sweet, but like, oh, like I'd be like, bro, like, did you lose my kid? What, where'd he go? And also, yeah, I would be pissed at that guy.
Bullock also was like, he took in a lot of people during cholera outbreaks, and the small children that succumbed to the disease after he took them in, they roam around the building and they move shiny things and they organize change by denomination, which I think is
Efficient.
very like that really sits well with me because I'm pretty OCD, so. And some people say that there was a hanging in room 211, and guests say that they've seen a faint figure hanging there still.
The Fairmont Hotel and Oyster Bay Bar, which, like, I don't think I would eat oysters in South Dakota. You know,
Yeah, I
it's like
gotta
eating
tell you, the
sushi in
food in South
Kansas.
Dakota
Like,
was not good.
yeah, we stopped at like a steakhouse that really was, it was just a barn
Yeah.
that served food. It was fine, but like also it's steak in South Dakota. Like, you know, like you can look out the window and be like, there's the steak. But like oysters in South Dakota, they've come a long way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so but the Fairmont Hotel and Oyster Bay Bar is apparently another spooky place. It was bought by this guy named Ron Russo in 1989. And the previous owners all but like they went beyond hinting that it was haunted. They were like, we'll never tell you what's gone on here over the years. Like he yeah, they were like they laid it on thick. So Russo apparently said that like the ghost of an angry man caused him to have a heart attack. So the Fairmont used to be a brothel, and he started renovating it, and the ghosts were like, no, like we like our brothel the way it is. So Amy Allen and Steve DiChiavi of the Dead Files, are they the ones who were like the guy like used to be a cop or something?
I think
I can't
so. I
remember.
think so.
He has like a really thick accent.
Maybe. It sounds right.
So when they visited, they said that they experienced an abundance of paranormal activity on the third floor, especially from a spirit Amy called Grumpy Man, who sounds like a children's character. But he apparently this guy's name was Henry, and he was still angry that his girlfriend, who was a prostitute at the brothel, died from syphilis. So I'm guessing that also Henry apparently sooner or later died from syphilis because
Yeah.
that is a sexually transmitted infection.
Makes sense.
And why we should always practice safe sex.
That's right.
Yes, and why there should be laws to protect sex workers.
Agreed.
There was also the spirit of Maggie, who threw herself from a third floor window after learning that her boyfriend had left her. And there were incidences photographed of orbs, and people felt ghostly touches. I'm never like sold on the orbs though. Like, I mean, it's a really old hotel. It's probably just lots of dust,
It's just dust.
insects. Yeah.
It's just dust. It's orbs have always been a sticking point of mine. Whenever someone's like, "Oh, I got an orb," I'm like, "You got dust."
You got dust.
Yeah. There's.
So like there might be a spirit there too, but like that's just dust.
All right, so some of the other fun things you can do in Deadwood. So Ron Russo, who owns the Fairmont Hotel and Oyster Bay Bar, he puts all of the town's paranormal activity in context, doing nightly tours at his establishment. And he begins with Deadwood's Hardscrabble history. And some of that story is right next door at the original saloon number 10, where Wild Bill was killed. His death chair is on display on Main Street at the old style saloon number 10, a modern day recreation of the original. And after you've seen the chair, you should stay for gaming, live music, and a stiff drink, and just a good time because it is a really entertaining place to be. So there's also Deadwood Alive, which is a theater troupe where people dress up and reenact major historic events and lives of the characters, and that's a lot of fun too. And during Halloween, they celebrate Dead Weird, which is great. And they have a monster ball at the Franklin Hotel and hourly haunted tours at the historic Adams House.
I
So
want to go. That sounds so fun.
yeah, I want to do Dead Weird. That sounds great. But the whole
Yeah.
Deadwood is so cool. I was really excited to go. It has always been a place I wanted to visit, so I was able to like check it off my list when I got there. And the cemetery is really cool. It's like winding up this hill, and yeah, it's
Yeah,
really
tell us
neat.
more about Mount Moriah
So
Cemetery.
Mount Moriah Cemetery is on Mount Moriah, and it's really cool. Like I said, like just kind of winds up the hill. Like all of the graves are super old. There's some stories about the guy who's buried at the very top of the hill because he wanted to look out over the valley. And then Wild Bill and Calamity Jane are married, or not married, but they're buried next to, sorry, Wild Bill's wife.
They're married in
They're
death.
married
Their
in death,
spirits are
yeah.
intertwined.
And it's like the typical people go and leave offerings at their graves and things like that, and like tie little red strings around. And it's, yeah, it's pretty neat. Like you can catch a lot of the like historic, well-known people, like look at, see their graves and stuff. And supposedly it's haunted. I don't know. I just felt like it was really calm and nice and just a pleasant place to be.
I love cemeteries. I always feel like they're so calm. And I think some author said something about like, it's not like graveyards are calm, it's the living who are haunted or something.
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly what it was.
Yeah. Well, and I love cemeteries from that era specifically. I mean, I don't know, like I don't know how much was like this out there, but like here in Chicago at least, like they were meant to be parks. So like a lot of the graves and the mausoleums have these like really beautiful benches and like gazing ponds and things like that. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. All right. So let us take a quick break for our sponsored message and then we'll go through our sources. Okay. Today, for our sources, we used the Deadwood History page from deadwood.com. We used the Things to Do in South Dakota from the Travel South Dakota website. We used the Haunted History Walking Ghost Tour on deadwood.com. We used the Haunted Deadwood, a Wilder West experience, also from Travel South Dakota, and then the Haunted Deadwood page on the Travel Channel website. So, yeah, thanks everybody for sticking with us and learning some fun things about Deadwood. If you're a patron, watch out for the pairing and the itinerary. I am all caught up finally, so sorry for the delay on those that were late. And then rate us, leave us a review, share our shit. Like, we love you guys. Please love us
Say
back.
hi on the social
Yeah.
socials
Socias.
socios.
Say hi on the social medias.
Catch us on the flippity flop.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Thanks, bye.